Iron Man. Bloodthirsty. Pacifist. You're listening to the WoW Challenges podcast, the home of the Iron Man Challenge. And here are your hosts, Stone and Lita.
Hello, and welcome to the WoW Challenges podcast. This is episode 84. Today is Saturday, September 9th, 2017. I am your host, Lita, and over there, joining me, as always, is my co-host, Stone. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Good okay. Evening.
Both of those.
Good evening. Both. Good evening.
Yes, yes. And that voice, we're very excited. We have got two special guests. Woo! We have got Ash, that was Ash, and we have got Lady Moon with us. So thank you. Hi, guys.
Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Thank you. Thanks for coming and having a chat. And gaming partners, not only partners in real life, like husband, wife, but also within the game, which is very exciting. So so let's start. Ash, we do know a little bit about you, but Lady Moon, how about you? Tell us just a little bit about who you are. So obviously you're Ash's other half. So we can start there.
I'm the better half.
Yay! That's the way to go.
Always.
So how long have you been playing WoW, Lady Moon?
Since 2007.
Mm-hmm. Okay, did you start at the same time as Ash? Did he get you into the game? Or did you get him?
He got me into the game. I watched him play for about 6 to 7 months and decided I might like this. So he thought it was a Christmas present.
Nice. Oh, that's so cute. That's awesome. All right. And then when did you actually start trying challenges?
2016 was when I started those.
Mm-hmm. And was it something that you and Ash had decided to do together? Because we know that, you know, you guys run a team and have been running teams. Or did you try a separate challenge first? Or is this when you and Ash tried to come up with something with doing a team first off?
I wanted to try it, but I said I wouldn't try it alone.
Mm-hmm.
So he said, all right, well, let's do it together then. So we run by the same rules, you know, one dies, you both die, no healing.
Yep.
We just run together. It's fun. Yep.
Nice.
So, yeah.
All right. So do you mostly just go with doing like along the Iron Man rules, or have you also tried a Bloodthirsty combination?
Nope. I'm just doing this straight Iron Man. I just... Mm-hmm. Not ready to try anything else. I would like to make 110 on one before I even try something else.
Okay.
All right. 61 twice.
Ooh. Wow.
Nice.
Nice. Who died?
Well, I did on both 61.
No, I died the first time. Oh. She died the second time.
Oh. Okay, so you got one each.
Out of 9 times, most of the deaths belong to Ash.
Okay.
Because of Ash.
Okay. All right. Is that because he's going gung-ho, or?
Yeah. Yeah. He keeps saying, we got to slow down. We got to be cautious. And then, boom, there we are.
Dead.
Dead.
Oh, that's funny. All right. So tell us about your current pair that you're running. So you're doing the Iron Man and you're running a pair called Moon Raider and Moon Girl?
Yep.
Okay. And how are they going? So tell us about them. What classes are they and races, and how are they going?
Oh, Draenei Paleys. They're doing really good.
Yep.
I'm bumming because I'm used to running a druid.
Yeah, and I talked her into a pally.
And I can't heal, and, you know, I can't. I'm so used to running a druid. It's been really hard to learn the pally, but I'm loving it.
Okay.
It's so much fun.
She misses Shadow Melt. She complains about it all the time.
I mean, Shadow Melt is pretty awesome. And it is something that I must admit, when I have it hotkeyed, and I'm not on a tune that I don't have it, and I, like, go to press it, and I'm like, I don't have it. I don't have it. Run away.
And then I'm dead.
Yeah, pretty much. Exactly. So what combinations have you tried? Like, do you always stick with the same class and race when you guys run these teams?
No, not. Well, yeah, I guess we sort of have, because first time we ever tried it, he went on as a hunter and I went on as a druid.
Okay.
Then we went pallies. Hmm? And then pallies. So it's either been hunter and druid or pallies, and I think I prefer the pallies.
Mm, okay. All right. So Zaya in the chat room wants to know, what spec are you guys using for your pally?
Prot.
Okay. Okay. Ash, so you're both doing prot? Like, everything you guys do, you keep within being same spec, same, you know, same thing?
Yep.
Okay. All right. That's pretty cool.
He's teaching me how to run a pally, so yeah. I'm running the same as him. This way it's easier to learn it.
Yeah.
Say what he's doing, it's like, oh, okay, you know, and because mm-hmm. we're back to back on our computers, so
I think the last death at 61 was, I didn't take a look at how her bars were set up, so yeah. She missed lay on hands the last minute when she needed it. She was used to a druid and she was trying to adjust her bars, and it wasn't quite right. And
Oops. Oh, I feel your pain, Lady Moon. I feel your pain. I did the same thing just recently. I'm like, why is this not working? Oh, because I've got it on the wrong bar. I'm like, that's not good. Okay.
He's setting it up really good. I'm understanding him, and he's separated them out for me. So it's like, okay, I understand this now.
This time will be better.
Okay. All right. And how high are you guys now? What level are you up to?
38.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And when you go through with your questing, what I want to know is, have you been running like the same kind of zones? Like, what do you do? Tell us about your level process that you go through.
I kind of actually guide her through that. We run through, of course, your starter zone, Westfall. We avoid Duskwood now because of the occasional 98 Raiders that pop out. Mm-hmm. So once in a while we've hit Red Ridge for a bit, but we go to Wetlands
STV.
Yeah, we wind up in STV. She hates it.
That's where we're at right now.
Oh, okay. All right. So what has been, tell us about your fondest challenge memory so far for both of you. What do you think that has been? Lady Moon, have you got one off the top of your head?
Well, I guess it was the death that Phil put me through.
Oh, jeez.
attack a silver over in Thousand Needles, and and he says, oh, don't shoot at it. Well, that was running like 2 or 3 minutes late because I was already down there getting ready to shoot at it, and I was aimed on it, and I had my finger on the button, and he was running away from it.
It was a vaping.
It was a vaping.
It was glitched.
It was glitched.
Oh.
So it evaded him, but when I hit it...
Oh. It came straight for you. Ouch.
Yeah. The best thing I can tell anybody is don't run with ash unless you have to.
Wow. Wow. What was... I threw him right beneath the bus.
Yeah,
see ya.
Yeah.
I'm sitting here getting tire marks.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I can say that, though, because I'm the better half of the two of us. So.
Oh, that's lovely. I love it. All right, Ash, what about for you? What's your fondest challenge been like so far with what you've done with you and Lady Moon?
What was funny is, and man, I'll tell you what, the way we run the challenge is straight by iron rules. The mm-hmm. only one we disregard is the group. So we get yellow flagged. I think she's at 58%, or that we're both slightly over 50% because we do the whack-a-mole at Dark Moon Fair. But
okay,
we were getting really close at getting out of Hellfire Peninsula, and we were doing those anger fortresses up near Kill Jaden. We dropped mm-hmm. down. The dude that you got to kill, get the key, destroy the gate.
Yeah.
We were sitting there trying to clean that place out, and a Hordy came up on the other side and pulled half the camp.
Wow.
And the most frustrating thing is we can't help each other. We're just good. Mm-hmm. And she mobbed.
Yeah.
And I tried to run over and pull him off of her. But she just got wailed down.
Yeah.
I could toss her a heel. I couldn't toss her nothing. We just went. But that was our most memorable latest iron challenge. And now we have to start over.
Do you think it's worse, Ash? Do you think it's a worse sometimes because you know you can't help? Like when you're playing your normal challenge tune, and you know you've done something and you've got to pull out the, you know, oh, damn, I've got to get away. But here's your, you know, here's Lady Moon over here. And you're like, I can't do anything. Does that give that whole sense of, you know, how's that feel? Like, obviously helpless to a certain degree, but does it also add that whole mystery of seeing who's going to, you know, who's going to make it? How far can you guys go?
Well, and that's what I like about the way that we're playing the team iron is mm-hmm. there's the only rule that you're violating is playing together.
Yeah.
You can't help the other person if they're going to die. I tried to go in, throw consecrate, pull mobs off, but she had 3+ on her. She just got wailed down. She could throw heals, shield she wanted. She just got blown away.
Oh.
Thanks to that Horde player. But it's like, our style of team play is like that, which is cool, man. It's a cooperative play. Yeah. And I've heard a couple other people mention, man, I'd like to try that.
And I'll tell everybody, it is worth it. I mean, once I started watching Phil play it, I was like, you're doing this on your own. But then he kept playing it all the time, and I'm like... And God damn! Oh God! Like, oh man! And it's like, oh, I go straight all over. What? You know? And it's like, finally, he's just like, you want to try it? Okay.
Nice.
So, yeah, it's definitely worth it. It's the challenge in itself. You know, is trying not to die together.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, the fact is that you can say that it. You know, once one of you goes, that's it. You're both done. Like, that to me, makes it sound so intriguing because you can't control what another person is doing. So you can only control your stuff to within a certain degree. So the fact is you're both there and you're trying to do this. And yet when one of you's, when something happens and one of you dies, you that's it. Like start again, strip them down, re-roll, off you go.
Something you don't quite think about is when two people are doing both quests, you get the advantage of, hey, we're both thumping on one or two targets, we take them out. But you also split the XP. We're talking chests, talking rare, we're talking everything. We have to do more quests in every zone to make up for that. So,
and then he gets glitches on the quest.
The Blizz glitch.
Yeah, we just had a major glitch on his quest, and it's like, it wouldn't let me do it.
Okay.
You know, it kept telling me, no, you can't do it while you're sitting. And I'm like, I'm not sitting, I'm playing. You know, but when I actually exited and went back, my character is sitting there, and I'm like, what?
Oh, okay.
That's B Raptor and Stranglethorn. I'm sure you're familiar.
It was totally glitched out for me. So he gained a lot of XP on that one, and so he's ahead of me now on XP.
Oh,
because of that quest.
How rude!
That's okay.
Hey, I told her she could get all the quests from here on out.
Yeah. Nice.
All the chests, any chests that show up, I collect now. Instead of splitting the chests, which we've always done, you take it this time, I get it next time. Now I get them all, and so I'm caught up to him.
Okay. All right. Well, I mean, we can understand that. We definitely can. All right. So what do you think for you has been the most unfriendly zone, Lady Moon? Obviously, Ash has probably got some thoughts on it, but I'd like to know out of all, so far with what you've done, have you got one that you really don't like?
Definitely Hellfire.
Okay. Yep.
I never liked that zone before.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And going in there this time, this last time, it was like, I've never liked that zone.
God, you don't like the Fell Reaver. You gotta avoid its footsteps.
Fell Reaver. Oh, Fell Reaver.
Never.
Good old Fell Reaver. Yeah. Yes. I think there is many, many of us that fully understand that Hellfire is not very. Yeah, it is a hell to a certain degree for a challenge to, definitely.
Yeah.
All right. So what advice, I ask both of you, what advice would you give to anyone on wanting to just try a challenge toon or to try, to try something a little bit different than what you guys are doing?
Oh, I'd say go for it. It's, mm-hmm. it's so awesome to try something different. You know, it's like Fury, my main, I just got bored. There was nothing for her to do anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I decided to start playing this with him. So definitely, if you want to get out there and do a challenge, they are so incredible. They're so hard. They're so fun.
Yeah.
They're addicting.
Yeah.
It's fun.
And that's the main thing. I mean, we took our mains and, this last 7.3 expansion. Okay, we go to Argus. Oh, we grind for incrementally upgraded gear. Cool. Yeah, right.
That says something about being able to strip a toon down. Like really, I think this is definitely part that gets me about when I play my challenge toon, that you don't have to worry about that you're stripping a toon down to the utter bare essentials. I will always, my warlock is my first love, so of course having her going to Argus and having all that fun, but to turn around and to do something so completely different on another turn by going, well, yeah, we're just going to strip everything down, it makes it so, so interesting. Because you start to see things so differently, don't you? Like how you look at the World of Warcraft, what you do on your main compared to what you do as a challenge. Is just so different. So different. Yeah.
I mean, you go into an area and you're walking in there, and it's like, when you're walking in there with my main, it's like, okay, let's walk in, let's do it, let's get out of here. You know, nothing planned. Boom, I'm in and I'm out. You know, you walk in with these guys, it's like cautiously go in. Mm-hmm. Make sure you're getting this. You don't want to die. Yeah, exactly. Keep that in your head. You don't want to die.
Yeah. I mean, and the funny thing is, like, I was over at Argus the other day, and I saw the what looked like a hole that I could drop through. So I dropped through and I fell to my death. Now, obviously, on a challenge tune, you don't look at a hole, or you shouldn't be looking at a hole and going, you know what, let me just see if I can drop through that. Because you really either want to do like a scout or, you know, test it. But on a normal tune, you'll be like, yeah, she'll be right, we'll do this. And if you die, you go, ah, okay. But on a challenge tune, you can't do that. So you're constantly thinking, what happens if I do this? Where's this going to lead me to? Am I going to be dead? So it's a lot of thinking, isn't it? Like being aware all the time.
Yeah. Oh, you're a lot more aware of everything around you. I mean, everything. I mean, you go to get do a hit, and it's like, all right, what else is here that might be pulled in? Like,
no,
safe. True. I can hit him now.
Yeah, just a comment. Actually, since I saw her playing the Iron Man in 2012, I've got a couple friends that did PvP a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I found out that playing Iron Man and the survival skills you learn actually helped in PvP play, because you learn how to try to stay alive.
That's a good point. PvP.
Yeah, true.
Nice.
Yeah, like, got nothing now.
Yeah.
I got paper mache for a sword and a shield, I don't know.
Paper mache and,
we got
cardboard.
As families, we've got tin foil for armor.
And a paper bag for a helmet. A plastic bag over your head.
Oh, yeah. The helmet on Pally's, I really wish I could mog. We're talking Viking style. Come on.
Oh, that'd be cool. Yeah.
Yeah, nice. We had to change our looks. We looked alike on our last two Pally's. I mean, we didn't plan on it, but... You know, we end up doing the same horns, the same hair, you know. Like, okay, we can't even tell each other apart while we're riding.
Oh, this wow.
Cool.
Yeah. Who's shooting for us? You
know, we had matching mounts and everything.
Yeah. Oh, wow. That's cute. I mean, it's so cute. Obviously, that means you guys are so in sync that you know, creating characters, the same looking characters. That's amazing. But
dark hair.
Nice.
Nice. Find my character.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Stone, any questions for Lady Moon or Ash?
I had one.
Oh. And it's gone.
Okay. So, when you guys are running, I know you did say that you try not to help each other, so you won't cast any heals and all that stuff. I'm not sure how I'd phrase a question. That's okay. Because I'm thinking about how we'd translate how you guys run the challenge as a pair to the new thing that we're going to create. Right, the pairs, and honestly, I think it would be okay because I wouldn't consider it to be a true iron. It would be a flavor. The way that you guys are doing it right now would be a flavor of doing iron pairs that, for instance, some people like to play Iron Man right now and like to say, I only want to wear gray gear. They won't even wear white gear. And it's just, if you, that's what you want to do, that's up to you, but it's still within the rules to wear, you know, white gear. So I'm just curious, would you ever consider healing each other and all that stuff in order to get you out of tight spots?
No, and that's the one thing that was, when we did this and decided to go the team challenge, we went full iron, except the ability to group. When she was getting the crap kicked out of her at 61 on Hellfire Peninsula, I could have thrown Lane on hands. But that's, we heal ourselves. You're on your own. The only change in the rules we put is we can group.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're on your own.
Yeah. Okay.
So it's like,
it's like running with somebody and hoping that they know how to run their character.
Yeah. Don't mess.
It feels like a raid. It feels like a two-man raid.
Yeah. Nice. Okay.
Get out of the fire.
All right.
What fire?
Get it. Don't stand in the poo.
There we go.
Nice. Oh, all right. Well, thank you guys. It's intriguing. It really intrigues me what you guys are doing, and I think it's really cool. So I think we all definitely wish you the best of luck with it. But thank you for sticking around and having a chat with us. So we really appreciate it. It's nice to get to know you both a little bit better. So so thank you for that. Okay,
cool.
So we will go on to our weeks in WoW. So Hal, let's start off with both of you because you haven't done enough talking. How have your weeks, Lady Moon and Ash? How has your week been? Has it been eventful or has it been nice and you know, relaxing for you in game?
Relaxing.
Oh, nice.
It's been relaxing. We just been trying to get our tunes back up where we want them and at 110.
Yeah.
Yeah, the eventual goal.
Right now, we did just leave STV, so that was very relaxing getting out of there.
So where have you headed? What zone have you headed to now?
Dip, just in the picture. There are more.
Okay. Nice. All right. And what's been the best zone that you both like to quest in? Like, if is there one low-level zone that you're like, we have to do this zone every time we've got a turn? Like what would be that zone for both of you?
Wintergrasp.
Okay. Yep.
Like that.
Wait.
Zone.
Wintergrasp or Winter Spring?
Winter Spring.
Okay, because I was like, whoa, Wintergrasp. Yeah. I was like, oh my goodness.
She's thinking BVP. She's putting Ash to the test.
It's been too for a while, so.
We did do the PvP for a bit.
Yeah.
Ash, what about you? Would you say Winter Spring as well, or do you have a different favorite zone?
Actually, no, that's a really nice mellow one. It reminds me of Michigan and Lake Eustone, Canada. It's like snowy.
I woke up this morning and it was 8. Like 8, it was cold. And it's September. That's not how it's supposed to be.
Don't say that.
Winter is coming early, so we need to prepare both of us, or I should say all three of us. Lita is now getting out of winter, which I envy.
Summer's already hit. Trust me. It's lovely. mean it's going to be a hot summer. Woo, it's going to be hot.
You don't have firewood split this year, Stone. I got
you better start now.
My garden's just popping. Really good.
Does it amuse you guys the fact like I've never been in snow and all I want to do is build a snowman and make snow angels and everyone's like, yeah, but snow's not that much fun. No. But I'm like, I've never been in it. That's what I want to do. I want to play in snow.
Oh, it's fun to play in. Mm-hmm. Snow is a lot of fun to play in.
When you can warm up.
You know, like have a chocolate with peppermint schnapps in it while you're all the time.
Well,
that sounds nice. Okay. That sounds good. All right. So you're currently in with your toons. What do you foresee? Like, what's your plan over the next week, this coming week? How far do you expect, you know, to try and get through that zone in this next week? Or what's your play time like? Do you work on it every day, night, or every couple of days?
She kicked me. We're just going to clear Theramar. I mean, Dust Wallow Marsh, and then move on to probably Thousand Needles.
Okay.
Usually,
without dying.
Usually, after about the level 30 going on 40 range, we stick on the Kalimdor side.
Mm-hmm.
We'll clear that. Might hit Tenaris for a bit, and then go up to Fellwood and hit, you know, Winter Spring.
Mm-hmm. When you do a zone, Ash, do you try and complete the zone, like doing sort of like a lore master on it as well, or do you get to a certain point with a zone that you're like, right, okay, now we leave, even if you haven't finished the zone?
Yeah, well, all right, if you notice after the latest expansion and the way it works now, if you get 3 levels above the end zone where you're at, the XP drops off. So we'll work on getting a level or two over the level we're at, the zone we're at, and then we'll move on to the next because we're 1 or 2 levels into that zone.
Okay.
It's like, I always like trying to keep a level or two above surrounding mobs from an aggro perspective.
Yep. Okay. That's cool.
Yeah, and we're only usually playing some. It all depends on what's going on the home front. Sometimes it's, you know, sometimes it's like a couple nights in a row. Sometimes it's like every other night. That's whenever we get the time to do it together that we can get out and run. We do.
Are you both doing any of the new patch, or are you focusing just on irons?
We're running our big boys.
Okay.
Over there.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's a switch. Like I said, we went to Argus. We're clearing that out. We're going, okay, it's an incremental gear upgrade, yada yada. Yeah. We've got a small guild on Worm Rest Accord. It's not big enough for raids. It's like, we've both been in bigger raiding guilds, and that got tiring. Mm-hmm. You know, expectations, DPK, that kind of stuff. It's like, that makes the game not fun unless you're into that. And we're not into that.
Yeah.
We just that's fun. Play together. We have a blast. We get down and run our characters together. I mean, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
You know, we can push each other, but, you know, hey.
Oh, you killed me!
Why'd you jump off that?
Oh, I would love to be a fly on the wall.
So.
Yeah.
But, you know, after the years we've been together, getting to know each other, and then we've been playing a long time together, so it's like we sort of know how each other's characters are going to be playing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that was the actual challenge, because he doesn't know how I'm going to be playing, because I'm learning it.
Mm-hmm.
So, I blame everything on him. I'll just leave it at that.
Nice. Oh, that's awesome. Okay.
My self-defense, I gotta say something. I'm not always wrong. Blizzmith messes up. That's it. Blizz messes up.
Nice. Alrighty. Okay, well, thanks, guys. So we will move on to Stone. What have you been doing? What are you shaking your head at?
Stuff and things. The kids went back to school.
What?
And I was about this close to taking a picture of all my clothes on the floor and being like, kids are back in school, yay. I could walk around the house and streak back and forth. Nobody would know. But I didn't. And I did a stream instead, and so I got my iron through Zangermarsh and most of Nagrand. I finished that off, and I'm actually going into Terrakar. So it's a little bit backwards because I didn't do that zone, and now I'm going to go back through it and kill stuff while things are green. So it should be a bit easier than it would have been if I had gone in at 64, because I'm 67 now. So just taking time, not doing crazy things. I'm researching before I pull a quest that I'm really not sure of. Like there's one quest in Nagrand where you have to collect ogre skulls. You have to collect seven of them. And then you have to go to like a purple circle, and you have to summon some dude. And apparently all of the comments say you need to be careful because he will knock you back and knock you off the cliff. And it's like, okay. And I'm thinking, well, I've done this quest before. I'm pretty sure I have. And I've only done it once. I couldn't remember if it was on an iron or not. I'm pretty sure it was on an iron. And so I did it anyways. I had my way out, and I killed him really quickly. So I'm pretty sure I had it killed on an iron before too. I don't really remember what it was called, but it was over in the ogre area in the western part of Nagrand. So yeah, that was honestly what I did. I did some Shattrath quests. And that's kind of where I left off. I didn't do the Alliance Town, and I didn't do the what's it called? The Broken Caravan. So I haven't done those ones yet. That will be the next thing on my list of things to do. And then I'll probably go, I don't know if I'll probably do Blade's Edge until I hit level 70, and then I'll start doing Outland dailies again, which I'm not really looking forward to be honest, but it's better than trying to do Wrath and get my arse kicked. So that was pretty much my week for iron related stuff and things. So
excellent.
Looking at your notes. So why don't you tell us about all of the irons that you played this week?
I have been
and
so
all of the bloods.
Busy.
Oh,
so busy. Not on any challenge stream. I did log into my check my auction house, and I was like, yeah, I got mail. Okay, it's. I'm on earlies at work, so my playtime's been limited, and it's all been about August this week, I must admit. So I have not even looked. This is a problem with going back to work. I just don't have time. What is this work? It interferes with everything I want to do.
Uh-huh.
It's very rude. So, yes. So anyway, this week's not been very challenge friendly anyway. But you know what? On the plus side, I did not lose any challenge students this week. Can I say that? Kind of, maybe.
Whatever.
Slightly.
Whatever. Yeah.
So anyway, I've got to get time to sit down and look at them. Just think, they've got getting rested XP. Maybe we could also look at that positive side. Yeah, that's a positive for my bloodthirsties. Mm. Absolutely. So yeah. Okay. Next, let's go on to.
So I don't. I left it empty because I don't really have anything. So I don't know if we should do that part. Like, I mean, I can play here. I will play the bumper.
Bumper.
Coffee is my blood.
There we go. I can hear myself twice. So whoever's watching, gotta mute it. Ash. There we go.
There we go. Yes, I'm here.
There we go. Honestly, I didn't have any news to put in, mm-hmm. So.
Okay. No news. Wow. Yes. All right.
Well, it's patch 7.3.
Yeah.
And that was last week, so. Mm. What are you going to do?
Tell you what, there is some really cool white gear, though.
It's soulbound, apparently. So
yeah, I know. But every time I look at a white gear that drops, I'm like, oh, that would be so good for a challenge. And I'm like, damn it, I've only got a vendor. That's really rude. So, yeah. But maybe Blizz might look at changing that. Maybe. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's go on to State of the Challengers. All right. So, Lady Moon and Ash, you guys got your lists there?
Yep. Just pulled it up.
All right. Well, we might get Lady Moon when you guys are ready. I've got Irons.
I'll do it because she said, I'm going to butcher these.
We okay. Butcher them all the time.
Yeah.
Kinley S at 73. That's cool. Zaya Warrior at 74. How many warriors have you killed, Zaya? No Milk Today at 76. Jokener at 78. Just Ash breezed 80.
Nice.
Brittle Rises at 82. Iron Aside at 84. Cam at 95. Uh-oh, RIP, looks like you died.
Ew.
Anabolic, 104. Oh my gosh, that's a challenging area. An Out Roadster at 107? Are you still alive? You haven't nerfed it yet.
Is this his second or third rogue? How many rogues are you running?
Third?
Wow, third? Yeah. Third? Wow.
I guess it's third.
Well done. Yeah. Okay. Excellent.
All right. On the Bloods.
Mm-hmm.
Another soul at 53. Sandy, 55, got red flagged with too many quests and pet battles. We got Soul Shot at 56. Soul Shield at 60. At 61. 5 Twist at 62. Conjured Soul at 65. Gentex at 72. Bloody Boss at 73. And Tyrrell Iron at 82.
Nice. Nisi only had 4 there.
Nisi, yeah. But look at 5. 5's a machine too, seriously.
Yeah, he's got 3 well on that list. Yeah.
I know. That's awesome. Okay, let's have a look at the pacifist. So here we go. We've got, there she is again. Gentle soul at 44. Passive one, hit 45. Five, curmudgeon is 48. Sneaky bars, I like that, is 52. So Patchouli seven, 61. Patchouli running seven? Wow, well, nice.
It's just, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Harmless hit 61. Harry Up hit 69. Huey here, Hamster hit 78. Snuffle Tips hit 89. And Fair Ellen hit 98.
Well, no deaths.
Well done, everybody. Well done.
There's only been one death so far in all three of them, right? Mm. Yeah. One death and one red flag. So for tins, we have Tin Cow at 16, Iron Jack at 21, Danger Fight at 24, Uranusaur, Uranusaur, okay, 33, Hudathor is 35, Sixes is 38, Nenny is 41, Iran is 47, Cam is 95, and Anabolic is 104. And there is no changes to speed to 60 as well.
Okay. Yeah. So, excellent.
Yeah. So, the things and the stuff. Congrats.
Congrats. Yay. Well done, everyone. And obviously, commiserations to all of those that are on the list or not on the list that we have lost this week, which is, but good luck on the upcoming week, everyone, with your challenge tunes. Okay, bumper.
I was like, what? Yeah, hold on. This one.
This just in, it's Chit Chat.
Fingers.
Nice. Excellent. All right, here you go. This is where you can ask us anything. Questions about the challenges, share your tips, tricks, tell people about potential disastrous areas, quests, all those kinds of things. All right, we've got a few. Ash, yes. You got the first one there. Do you want to take that one?
Ash? Uh-oh. They could be gone. Nope.
Whoops, head mute on. Sorry.
There we go.
Nice.
All right, Connor on Facebook. I was wanting to do the Iron Man challenge on a Demon Hunter, but it doesn't let me register because it's already flagged. How do I get around this? To be honest, I started a Demon Hunter, and when you start out at 100, you're already way above starting challenge level. Now, I'll be honest. If an Iron tries this, you're dead. That's all there is to it. Because you start out with a bunch of 20-slot bags, fully loaded with green gear, and you pick up blue gear along the way. It's kind of like how we looked at it on trying to allow, back in the day, the Death Knights. Mm-hmm. I don't even know how you could do that.
Okay. So I could take this. It's basically, so what he is trying to do is that he creates his character, and it's level 98, and then he tries and lists it. Well, yeah, you're going to get flagged because you're green. Because you're wearing green gear, you have no kills. Those are the two big ones, right? So basically, when you create your character, you have to remove all of your gear. You cannot use any of the blue stuff that they give you. Can't use anything except for the gray and white gear. One of the big issues is that it's hard to get through the zone without tagging and letting other people kill things for you. So that's why your kills are going to be really low. So even then, even if you're to make it out of the zone, you still need to kill lots of stuff before we can let you put your character on the site. So I said to this person, this is not a traditional Iron Man class. So this is how you should do it. And if it doesn't work for you, then you know you should probably try something else, because you know it's try like something where you level up from one and go, right? Hmm. So, mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. No worries.
Yeah.
Alrighty. Okay. Ash, is Lady Moon do the next question, or are you doing it?
How do you do a pacifist? How does it even work? How do you get XP?
Good question.
I actually have no idea on that myself.
Me either.
I haven't tried.
So basically you just take, I'm the expert, right? Apparently, I have no idea. So honestly, you just grab mining and herbalism for Lita. Herbalism for Lita, but herbalism for me. So just because, you know. And you level up like that, to be honest. And then when you get to level 10, you can get dailies for cooking and fishing and all that. And level 20, you can start to do archaeology. And from there, I have no idea. Zaya brings up a good point here in chat, is that you have to sell basically half of your gear or more to be able to learn mining or herbing, because you have nothing, right? So you need, I think, 5 copper or 10 copper? 10 copper, I think, to do, to buy those skills. And Fair is saying that you can do other non-violent quests as well. Yeah. And so did Thule. Yeah. So, and yep. Oh, you could also explore. That gives you lots of XP, which is pretty good. Mm-hmm. So.
We go.
Next?
Maybe one day.
Next. No.
Yeah. Okay. Ash, what's the next?
Yeah, Nexus on Discord, just to double check if white quality armor pieces has stats such as strength and stamina, is it all right to quit for the Iron Man challenge? On that one,
yes.
I have to say it's good, because one of the quests going through Elowen Forest, we sat there and got a set of bracers that were white, but it had +3 and plus strength, and I'm like, wow, it's not green, but it's just reward, and I'm like, hey, it's not green, so that's good, and we equipped it. And we're fine. I mean, excellent. As long as it's white, there are still some in the game. There are some pieces that you're given, and they're usually a quest reward, but not drops, that give you a little boost, and they're okay because they're white.
Yep. Yeah. No, that's true. I think we have had issues in the past with a couple of things that ended up turning green stone.
We had the bow from the frost giants was a plus frost damage, and then they changed it from white to green so that you could transmog it. It's like, oh, that's no good.
That was a nice looking bow, to be honest, but.
So in the chat, Sai is saying, what about no boost instead of gray and white? I would actually have to go look at the gear. I don't know if I don't know if that piece of gear would actually say as a enchantment kind of, like, it's definitely not in enchantment, but I don't know how it would handle it on the back end of things. And I'd have to go look at it just to see what it looks like, to see if it's something that we could have a look at a track. But I don't think it's a big deal because there's not a lot of it. They're fairly rare. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. All right. So next one, Lady Moon.
I'm going to handle this. You want
okay. Yeah.
Estropiculops underscore. She's trying to register on the website about a week ago. And anyway, I can tell if she's actually registered. The only way I can say is you've got to hit the list on the website. If you're new, you got to scroll way down to the bottom and double check that.
Or you can search. Like yep. I added a search thing up in the top that if you search for your name, it should come back with your name on whichever lists. That would probably be the faster way to go about it. Because I think Roguester replied to this person, which I'm not going to also try. I'm not going to try to say their name because I'm going to butcher that. So.
That's good.
Estropiculops, because I see Cyclops there.
Yeah.
So Estropiculops. So yeah, I would say just do a search in that, and that should come up with your character name fairly quickly. It's faster than having to search through the lists. Yeah.
Yep.
Especially for Iron, because there's pages of these. So I don't know.
Many. Which is good, which is awesome. So,
yep. Yeah, thousands of registered.
Yes, yes. All right. Next one. What else have we got, Ash?
We got one last. Mine's Dickall on Discord asked. Okay, so I have a question about Gnome Iron Man character. So early on, receive a green weapon. Did you sell it because it wasn't allowed, or is that an exception? Nope, you got to sell it. You can't equip it. Otherwise, you get a red flag. That's pretty straightforward.
Yeah, that's right. No greens.
No greens.
Everything on an iron, I guess you guys all would do the same thing, is just vendor it. And it's a good way to get a little bit of extra gold. Because you know, not only are you getting gold from doing the quests and the XP, but then you get to vendor stuff, which is like, oh, a little bit extra money, so which is always good.
Yeah, and if it's not soul bound, you can go try to see if you can make a little money off the
podcast
on it.
Which is always a nice bonus. Excellent. All right. Last one. We've got Lady Moon. Want to take the one?
Wait. Actually, I'm wondering. Did you guys download the document, or are you looking at the live one? Because I
downloaded the last.
Okay. I will take the next one then. Okay. So Tiber on Twitter. Let me just change the color so I can, you know. Because it matters, apparently,
yes.
To me. So Tiber on Twitter said, no big new mistakes for me yet, but I think we need a WoW Chal and just add on that tells you on Lahagen, no greens or blues or no quests. I think an add-on like that would probably be okay. And honestly, I think if somebody made that, I think it should be fairly quick, but it's not something that I don't know if I would. I don't code in Lua, which is what you have to code in. And from what I've tried to do of it, I do not like it. I do not like it. But there's lots of people that know how to do it. And I think an add-on like that can tell you, okay, don't wear any greens or blues, and don't do any quests. Or even harder, I think, would be is that you would set the mode of what you're in. So you can either be in iron mode or you could be in blood or pacifist. And then if you try to vendor gear, it would prevent you from vendoring greens and – no, sorry. It would prevent you from equipping greens and blues. Sorry, not vendoring. So, yeah. So we wouldn't do a add-on where it would tell you your flag, but I could see an add-on where just more nice-to-haves in the game of – okay, don't wear greens and blues. Don't use healing potions. Don't do quests. That I would totally do. I personally cannot do it. I do not have the appropriate skill set. But if there is somebody that does, that doesn't mind working closely with me, as you can tell, Lita has probably lost all of her hair by now. So that's a thing. So... let me know. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was going to say the way that I do it through not having an add-on is I now name my tunes. Iron Leader, Blood Leader, and of course I don't have any pacifists. Yeah. But otherwise, because what I was doing was logging in and then going, oh yeah, that's right. This is my iron, and start questing, and then 10 minutes later be like, yeah, that was my bloodthirsty, oops, damn, I mucked that up. So that's how I tell, because there is nothing else to be able to do it.
And one of the other things why I kind of don't necessarily like doing add-ons is that when the patch changes, and if the add-on is not updated like right away, people lose their minds. Like, they go insane. Oh my goodness, my add-on isn't done. What am I going to do? And then they start getting on you about, you have to get this done. When's it going to be done? Like, in the next 20 minutes? I personally do not want to go through that. I don't know about the person. I don't know if there's somebody that wants to deal with that. But it's, like, I'm not singling out anybody. It's just, I see that overall. I see actually good things where people look at the code and say, oh, you just need to fix this and that. And then I see other things that are not so good. So you'll get a good and the bad, but the bad to me always pops out more, because that's what the bad does, is that that's why it's, I don't know. So it's another thing to consider as well.
Okay. We'll see how I go. But yeah, Tiber, just be very careful.
Yeah.
check before you start. Otherwise, Iron Tiber, Blood Tiber, Pasty Tiber. Just saying, new name.
We can hear you. We can hear you again. You got to mute. You have to mute yourself. Ash, you have to mute, buddy. Thank you. Okay, can you read the next one, please?
Yes. All right. So we've got Stur's pun on Discord. All right. Stur says, intriguing sign posted in the hallway. If you're interested in time travel, meet here last Thursday at 8 p.m.
That's pretty nice. Good. That's pretty good.
That's good. That's good. Yeah, all right. I like that one. Doing the other one?
Yeah, okay. So, do we have anything in chat? No? Because we've been kind of adding in from chat, from the chat room into the conversation, so don't want anything extra. Okay, so Azzy's pun. Azzy sent me a pun. Thank you very much, Azzy. Hope things get better soon for your wife. Okay. Police were called to a daycare where a 3-year-old was resisting arrest. That was pretty good.
That's cute.
Yes, because it's true.
It's true.
Resisting arrest. So, Yeah, I like that one. He did send me another one, but I picked between the two. Just in case if he doesn't send me one next week, I can use that one. But yep. Patreon and Twitch is driving me nuts, so I'm just gonna combine it all into one thing. There's nowhere for me to like see a list. Like I always have to get them to send me an email about it, and it just strikes me as wrong. I should be able to log in, see who's a sub. I'm not saying we have tons of subs. It's just it's convoluted, and it seems like extra work, and it's not supposed to be extra work. It's supposed to be easy. Twitch is supposed to be making it easy for me to do these things, but no. Okay. So thank you to our $5 Patreon and Twitch subs. Xylan, Awesome Trousers, Bart H, Boz, Cell, Fair, Five Iron, Gotrick, Granagus, Eli, CTR, Listen, Never Died, Zaya, and Anonymous. We've had some people need to change your subscription, not be a patron. It's okay. I don't think any less of you. It's okay. Life happens. I understand.
Life happens.
Don't worry.
It does.
Okay. This is just a little thank you for everybody that can help out pitch at a certain level and more. That's it. Any little bit helps. Thank you.
Yes.
I think that's it. Really?
Mm.
Really? Well, yeah, we didn't really have lots of news. Like, no news. Mm. So, our next show will be Saturday, September the 16th at 7 p.m. North American Eastern Time. Which is Sunday, September the 17th at 9 a.m. Australian Eastern Time, which is 1 a.m. Central European Time. And we will be joined by Musati. If you don't know who that is, Musati is... he is Bikini Babe. So, yeah, it'll be pretty cool to bring him on. I believe he is Eastern European time. So, for him, it's going to be 2 a.m. when we go live.
Oh.
So, nice. That's a trooper right there. That is a trooper
wow.
right there. Yeah. Lady Moon and Ash, thank you for coming on. It was good to hear you and speak with you.
No problem.
Thank you, guys. We really appreciate it. Appreciated having you both on today. It's been great just to get to know you and hearing what you're doing. So do you want to tell everyone like where they can find you?
Well, we've got the standard email address at moonranger@tds.net.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, not really, because we were on Facebook for a while, and our families exploded on a attack against each other, and we're like, I'm out of here.
So we had that's fair that
for a while.
Yeah. Oh, that's fair enough. If in doubt, get in contact with us, and then we can point them in your direction for certain. But again, thank you guys just for coming and hanging out.
Yep, you can always catch us online.
Yeah, which is awesome. All right. Well, where people can find us is the wowchallenges.com website. You can send us an email at podcast@wowchallenges.com. You can tweet us at wowchallenges on Twitter, as well as join Discord, which is discord.wowchallenges.com. We have got Facebook, which is facebook.com/wowchallenges. And you can check out the shows, the live shows on youtube.com/wowchallenges1. That is the number one. Don't forget to come catch us live every Saturday night for Stone, Sunday morning for me at twitch.tv/wowchallenges.
You can find me on Twitter at stonegrasp, like I'm grasping your stone, grasping your stones. as well as the Adventures in Azeroth podcast. Lita, where can we find you?
You can find me there too, as well as on Twitter at LitaWow, which is LETAWOW. As always, big thank you to Mark Conan for our awesome intro. You can check him out at Mark Conan WoW, as well as his show that he does with Jules, which is Torrent Think Tank. Again, everyone, have a wonderful week. Good luck with all your challenge tunes. Again, Ash, Lady Moon, thank you guys so much for sharing how you play and your experience. We really, really appreciate it. And best of luck with your little pallies. I hope it goes better for you guys.
So do we. Thanks for having us.
Yep.
No worries. All right, that's a show. So, Stone, send us out.
Goodbye, Stone.
Bye, Stone.
Bye, Stone.
Bye, Stone.
Oh, is it not even going to do it? It's not even going to do it. Oh, my God. Wow. I'm hitting the... Why is it not... I guess we're not having an intro on the air. Or an outro on the air. Watch, I can do the intro. Yeah, see, that's no problem. No problem. But the outro, nope.
No outro.
XSplit's just giving me the big, eh. Yep. That's okay. I don't actually use the outro as recorded here. I use, like, the pure one that you made. So... Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's the show. Good night. See you later. Cut. Okay, give me 10 seconds of dead air.
Okay.
Dead air.
The WoW Challenges podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Stone and Lita. Copyright 2017. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find more of his great stuff at incomnitech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.